Psalm 136, Preface. Skillfully did God make heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and wisely did he order the heavenly bodies in their revolutions to make and mark years and months and seasons. And what our God has made, he also preserves, that it remains in its nature and does not deviate from its order. The sun departs not from his course. Invariably does the night follow the day. Regularly do the seasons return. The tree buds, blossoms, brings fruit, sheds its foliage, and prepares for its winter sleep. Now the grand building of the sky above and the variety of creatures in the earth beneath all display the power, the wisdom, the faithfulness, and the goodness of our God. Contemplating his works, we must confess that he can do what he pleases. For his power and skill, nothing is impossible. As in a mirror, the creatures show the attributes of their Maker. To this almighty, good, benevolent, and only wise God, we should look in all our needs. With him, we should seek refuge in all our troubles, expecting from him counsel, comfort, and help. For his mercy is not merely a streamlet, it is a broad river, yea, a wide and unfathomable ocean, and quickly is he moved to compassion by the cries of his creatures, and his own mercy constrains him to give whatever is for our good. This, his mercy, is praised highly in the 136th Psalm. Praise of God's Mercy. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
For his mercy endureth forever.
O give thanks unto the God of gods.
For his mercy endureth forever.
O give thanks to the Lord of lords.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him who alone does great wonders.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that by wisdom made the heavens.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that stretched out the earth above the waters.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that made great lights.
For his mercy endureth forever.
The sun to rule by day.
For his mercy endureth forever.
The moon and stars to rule by night.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And brought out Israel from among them.
For his mercy endureth forever.
With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him which divided the Red Sea into parts.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And made Israel to pass through the midst of it.
For his mercy endureth forever.
But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him which led his people through the wilderness.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him which smote great kings.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And slew famous kings.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And Og, the king of Bashan.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And gave their land for a heritage.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Even a heritage unto Israel his servant.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Who remembered us in our low estate.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And hath redeemed us from our enemies.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Who giveth food to all flesh.
For his mercy endureth forever.
O give thanks unto the God of heaven.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Summary. The contents of this psalm are nearly the same as in the previous one, but it has this peculiarity that the phrase, "For his mercy endureth forever," is repeated 26 times. In all probability, it was sung by two choirs, the first naming the benefaction of God, the second responding by ascribing it to God's mercy. Fitly is God's mercy so exalted, for to it we owe everything from beginning to end. All creatures were made before we were born, and that we are daily provided with food and raiment is also not by our merit, but by God's mercy. For to sinners God owes nothing. Much less are God's spiritual gifts owing to our works of merit. We are justified by the forgiveness of sin, that is, by the mercy of God without our works. 'Tis not by works of righteousness, which our own hands have done, but we are saved by sovereign grace, abounding through his Son. Mercy we should praise from beginning to end all the days of our life, for 'tis the mercy of our God from which our hopes begin. By his mercy he remembered us in our lost estate, and by his mercy he sent his Son into our flesh. To this mercy, in Jesus Christ, hold and be saved. Prayer. My Father, thou God of mercy and truth, to thy mercy do I look for deliverance from sin and death. Thy mercy will I plead before thy judgment seat. Thy mercy will I sing all the days of my life. Have mercy upon us, and forgive us our transgressions. For the sake of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Savior. Amen.